May the words of my mouth and this meditation from my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord.
Amen.
45 years ago, last Monday, I became a mom for the first time. I was in labor for a long time, but when she was delivered, all I remember was experiencing joy. I left the hospital the next day and settled into the hectic life of having a newborn. I can remember watching TV and seeing all the Christmas commercials and thinking, why are these commercials still on? My present had already come. The anticipation of Holly's birth far exceeded my Christmas excitement that year. She has and is such a blessing to my life. Well, today's gospel is the story of two new moms-to-be, Elizabeth, the faithful older relative of Mary, is the loyal wife of Zechariah and has finally, in her latter life, become pregnant. Mary's situation's a little different. She's an unmarried virgin teenager, not committed, but committed and loyal to her future husband, Joseph. The stories could not be more different, but they are moms-to-be that have become important examples for our lives. I wonder why Mary has gone to visit Elizabeth. Some commentaries say, perhaps as a gesture of honor to the younger, by the younger woman to the elder, while others suggest an attempt to escape the wagging tongues of Nazareth. I want to think she's seeking the comfort of another woman in her situation, someone else who is awaiting a baby and just wants to share stories. I imagine the conversations would be filled with wonder over the miraculous nature of each conception. Both women have deep spiritual awareness that would draw them together. How fortunate they are to have each other. Both had good reasons to be preoccupied with their pregnancies and all that new life begins. Both women had a right to focus on themselves for a while as they made radical adjustments to their daily lives. Mary reaches out to her relative to help her and to be helped by her. These two women consoled each other, shared their stories, and gave each other the gift of themselves while experiencing the anticipation of new life. Mary's visit to Elizabeth was an action without hesitation. She was compelled to go to Elizabeth and spend time. She did not hesitate to find time and give of her time to someone who needed and wanted her to visit. How often in our lives have we felt called to action? What has been our response when a friend called needing help, an organization sends out a request for volunteers, or a letter solicits donations to support a good cause? Have we responded immediately, or have we taken time to consider the request and then soon forget it? Too often, many requests end up in a pile of should have done and never did. Letters that should have been written, dreams that should have been realized, gratitudes that were not expressed. Postponements and delays weigh heavily upon us, wear us down, and discourage us. Consider and commit to not be hesitant and move boldly when called. The other part of the reading from the gospel was was Mary's response to Elizabeth's praise for Mary's great faith, and it's called the Magnificat. Interesting fact, this is the longest set of words spoken by a woman in the New Testament. Here, Mary proclaims to the world that she is aware of the character of the child she is carrying. She understands that her baby Jesus is going to make changes in the world. Jesus is going to turn conventional thinking upside down. She begins with praise to God and acceptance of her lowly position. She then goes on to acknowledge God's power and that situations will be different. The proud will be scattered and the mighty will be humbled. Those who are hungry will be fed, while those who are rich will be sent away empty-handed. I love her boldness and the self-realization that she is important. I love how she claims her words and what they mean to others. She has been the first to realize the type of power the small unborn son will have. It's a strange concept, but we have the same powerful unborn spirit inside each of us. This preparation season of Advent, God is calling us to find that spirit inside us and embrace it. Just as Mary is learning to embrace and accept her soon-to-be-born child, we must find that spirit inside us. This takes quiet and prayer and time away from the madness of our lives. I challenge you to use the spiritual practice of centering prayer and journaling to enhance your personal sacred journey. According to Wikipedia, the name centering prayer was taken from Thomas Merton's description of contemplative prayer, from which centering prayer draws, as prayer that is centered entirely on the presence of God. In his book, Contemplative Prayer, Merton writes, "Monastic prayer begins not so much with considerations as with a return to the heart, finding one's deepest center, awakening the profound depths of our being in the presence of God." Designated daily time to connect with God is what lets you find the Christ within you. Once that spirit is recognized, it will begin to guide and direct you towards the actions that can change the world. I find it helpful after centering prayer to journal both what I hear God saying to me and my personal thoughts. Often, the difficult part of journaling is where to begin. It was suggested to me in a spiritual direction session one time to begin with the question, "What, God, are you saying to my heart?" I was encouraged to write as if I was recording the words God was using to direct and challenge me. After these words were recorded, I would then respond with, "What is the response of my heart?" My final sentences would be answers to the question, "What do you want me to especially remember?" The time of contemplation during the quiet of centering prayer and the action of journaling allowed me to find clarity in God's direction in my life. Christmas will soon be here, and there will be few quiet moments, but give yourself a gift of joy by working to find a moment to ask God to make you aware of the Jesus Spirit that lives inside you. Anticipate and accept the gift of Christ just as Mary was anticipating his birth. I'd like to close with a modern version of the Magnificat that was written by Joy Cowley. I found this in my favorite theological website, Facebook. "My soul sings in gratitude. I'm dancing in the mystery of God. The light of the Holy One is within me, and I am blessed, so truly blessed. This goes deeper than human thinking. I am filled with awe at love whose only condition is to be received. The gift is not for the proud, for they have no room for it. The strong and self-sufficient ones don't have this awareness, but those who know their emptiness can rejoice in love's fulfillment. It's the love that we are made for, the reason for our being. It fills our inmost heart space and brings to birth in us the Holy One. May your soul too magnify the Lord as you anticipate the birth of Christ as our Savior." Amen.
Amen. Amen.